Believe really that it's 35 years since my lovely guests were last together making music. I suppose really, Eddie Reader and Mark Nevin, I'll ask both of you, I'll ask you first, Eddie, if I may, why is it taking you so long?
I don't know. It just felt really, really wonderfully aligned and right this time, and nice to actually, the Japanese promoter Smash, they usually bring UK acts over to Japan. And the last time I was there was about 5 years ago. And I always think it's the last time I'm ever going to be asked. But surprisingly, they asked. And I just grabbed the opportunity and said to Mark, would you, that was where we ended practically. It was 35 years ago there. So it seemed only right that we should just explore being musicians today in the place where we stopped, if you know what I mean. It felt like that in my head. I mean, it's not a documentary. It's just that in my head, it felt that that would be a good place to depress the pause button.
Nobody really knows, when you say things broke up the band and things happened, are you all friends again now?
They're geniuses, number one, musicians. So I would go and see them play wherever they are. And number two, Mark's one of the most generous people I know. And Roy, generous drummer. And Simon, he's like a tree. He's just this, if you need mighty companions, those three are up there.
Now, Mark, you never stop writing. And I know, Eddie, you never stop singing. So, Mark, you're writing. You must have stockpiled. Did you sort of have something in your back pocket thinking, just in case we do this again, I've got a little one here, I'll keep that back. I won't blow that one out yet. Have you sort of stockpiled?
Well, not for 35 years. I might have done when we originally broke up. There was always this feeling that this is going to be a temporary blip or something permanent. It was a sort of 35 years of temporary. But, I've sort of long since give up doing that. But there's always been songs I thought, oh, wow, it'd be great to do this with the band because, we have a unique way of playing together and Eddie has this incredible voice. And when you put all the ingredients together, it's like a sort of favourite old cake or something that you just all make sense.
I love that. I love a favourite old cake.
A favourite old cake, yeah.
It's a touching compliment, isn't it, Eddie? I could take that, favourite old cake. Talk me through Find My Love. You wrote it, Mark, yeah?
Well, Find My Love was written. I lived in a house called Number 1 Charteris Road, which was quite a weird address considering we were number one in the charts shortly after living there. And it was the end of a big old terrace. When there was a rain and a storm, the wind would howl around the house and the gates would slam, the cats would cry, the dustbin lids would roll around. It was like a sort of a cacophony of wind and cat. And that's where the first line, cats are crying, gates are slamming, the wind is howling around the house tonight. And I was very much on my own then, and that's where the song came from. And one of my favourite lines in the song is the bit where it says, I'm as lonely as a boat out on the sea when the night is high, which came to me a little bit later. And I was standing by the Thames and I saw this little boat anchored in the middle of the wide Thames, and it looked so sort of alone and lost in the middle of the vast water. So that's where that came from.
Find my love. I thank you, Fairground Attraction. Eddie, what are you thinking now? Are you thinking this is going to be at least 3 months' work? It's going to be 3 years. It's going to be a long time. Is there a timetable, or are you just seeing how it goes?
I'm a student of St. Louis of Armstrong. And St. Louis of Armstrong is my patron saint. And what he did was he had a card, and on the card was a picture of himself sitting on a toilet, and underneath, with his pants down, and underneath it said, Satmo says, leave it all behind you. So I live in the moment, all the time, in the now. And what we are doing is just one day at a time, sweet Jesus, we get there. I first went to Mark's gig in Hampstead, and his lovely wife, Louise, grabbed my arm and said, go on, Eddie, go up and join them. And we went up and we sung Hallelujah together, because we hadn't sung together before. I mean, I did all the singing and Mark did the guitar playing, but there was Mark.
There's a reason for that.
No, it was very good. And I love getting the boys singing. And he was doing an amazing gig, and I was loving being there. And just seemed really natural. So I got up on stage with him, and we sung together, Hallelujah, Here I Am, Let's Cut the Strings Tonight, We'll Kiss the First of a Million Kisses. And from that, I got offered Japan to do a Japanese tour. And that was where we kind of ended. So it was just, it just seemed to be that, wow, this is coming on an email. And then Mark met somebody on, a beautiful man. Mark will tell you all about him, who did our video. And then there was all these songs that Mark had that I thought were lovely, and we decided to try and pin down some new ideas, and that's turned into an album, and now it's turned into a tour.
I know, we're very excited about the tour coming up. Unfortunately, no dates on the Isle of Man. I just checked, you never got here 35 years ago, and you're not coming in the autumn, which is a real disappointment to me personally, and to at least a couple of 1,000 listeners here. But maybe one day. I just need to really go through this new song, because it's so right for now. What's Wrong with the World? Well, this, it could have been a whole album, an epic three-part work, because a lot is not very right at the moment, to say the least, Mark. Now, you wrote this, Mark. Anything in particular you want to tell me where you drew the inspiration from?
Well, it was, I'd heard a story of somebody doing that thing that's not uncommon these days, of some guy with a wife and children who'd reconnected to some ex-girlfriend on Facebook and was thinking of abandoning his family for him. And I had the thought, what a fool, you know, doesn't he know that you can change the mirror but not the reflection? And this thought came to me, I thought, oh, I like that line. So I started to write the song based on that. And then when it got to the part where I needed another bit, I was reminded of this, paraphrasing G.K. Chesterton, who once, about 100 years ago, wrote a letter to the Times and said, in answer to your question, what's wrong with the world, I am, which I love that, because it's kind of like, ultimately, all of us are wondering what's wrong with the world, and probably have been since the beginning of time. But ultimately, we can't sort of go out and change the whole world, but we can change ourselves. And that's the sort of really the best place to start, you know.
Well, thank you. And thank you for getting back together again. I must admit, when I first got the note from your people speaking to my people, I thought, wow, this is it. I didn't see that coming. I really didn't see it coming. But we're delighted you have. Try and get to see you on the tour. Sadly, not here in the Isle of Man, but maybe in the new year. You never, ever, never rule it out. Got some lovely venues and people would love to see you. But for now, we'll play the new single. Good luck with everything. And thank you for joining us on Manx Radio.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Some people run to the arms of another, and when the damage is done, that's when they discover it was they that were duped by their deception. 'Cause you can change the mirror, but not the reflection. Change the mirror, but not the reflection.
That's a killer line, isn't it?
You can change the mirror.
Love that.
But not the reflection.
Beautiful. If you missed any of that little lot, there'll be a podcast with added bits and bonus parts coming up later on this afternoon. Fairground Attraction, Eddie and Mark, my guests. Special guests this morning.